Life is uncertain. It's okay to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. CalHope can help. Access CalHope's free and secure mental health resources. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org.
Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bride moves wedding to hospital to have dying mom by her side, and one day later, she's gone. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After realizing her sick mom didn't have much longer to live, a bride moves her wedding to the hospital chapel to make sure her mother can be by her side. Elizabeth Bosowski wasn't planning on having her wedding at a hospital. But when faced with the choice of having the wedding she originally planned or having her mother by her side, the decision was easy. Some heartbreaking news came just weeks before Elizabeth, or Liz as her friends call her, was set to marry her fiancé Ivo. Liz's mom, Magda, landed in the hospital, and doctors estimated the sick woman to have very little time left on this earth. This left Liz, who lives in Australia, with a difficult choice. Either the bride moves her wedding date and location, or leaves it as is, knowing her mom likely wouldn't live long enough to attend. For the devoted daughter, the choice was simple. She was prepared to move heaven and earth if it meant having her mom by her side. So, Liz and Ivo set to work in a race against time. The groom and bride managed to move their wedding day up. They were also able to relocate the ceremony to the chapel in the hospital caring for Liz's mom. It's not easy for a groom and bride to move their wedding at the last minute, but given the circumstances, Liz and Ivo received a ton of support. The wedding vendors worked together to honor the couple's change of plans. And Ariana Photography was on hand to capture stunning images of the tender, heartrending moments. The day came together beautifully. Magna may have been confined to a hospital bed, but she still got to experience all her daughter's big day. Liz got dressed and ready in her mom's hospital room. Then Magna's hospital bed was wheeled into the chapel so she could watch the lovely ceremony. The very next night, Magna went to be with the Lord, but not before celebrating her daughter's wedding day. Though the event wasn't exactly how Liz and Ivo had originally planned, it was still the wedding of Liz's dreams because she had her mother by her side. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. He picked up when grieving mom called the wrong number, and 20 years later, they meet. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Gladys Hankerson called the wrong number all the way from Florida, she ended up talking to Mike Moffitt of Rhode Island. But God knew just what he was doing when he connected these two. And more than 20 years later, they are still in touch with such an amazing story behind how their unique friendship came to be. One day many years ago, Gladys Hankerson picked up the phone to give her sister, who lives in Maryland, a call. But she accidentally called the wrong number, dialing a 401 area code instead of 410. But what happened next shows how God can use anything for his will. Mike Moffitt, now 46, was the one who received Gladys' call. He politely let the sweet lady from Florida know she'd called the wrong number. "I'm so sorry, child," she exclaimed and quickly hung up. But then, sometime later, Gladys Hankerson misdialed Mike again. It happened several times more, with Gladys profusely apologizing each time for calling the wrong number. Mike, who was in his mid-20s at the time, didn't mind a bit, and he eventually stopped Gladys from hanging up to ask who she was and where she lived. "I was like, we might as well get to know each other," Mike explained. "I asked her where she was from, and we just started talking." The time this young man took out of his day to chat with Gladys meant the world to the woman, who was 60 at the time, and she eventually confided in Mike about the struggles she was facing in her personal life. You see, Gladys's 30-year-old son had just died, and she was also going through a divorce. And though she called the wrong number, kindness from the absolute stranger was just what she needed. During that time, I was downhearted, and he felt my sympathy in everything and lifted me up, she explained. After that, Gladys and Mike no longer chatted simply because Gladys called the wrong number. Now the sweet woman was calling specifically to chat with her new friend. It wasn't just Gladys who felt the special connection. Mike enjoyed the chats too. It just progressed over the years, he said. Every time you talk to her, you know it's going to be a good conversation. It's kind of like an old school pen pal. For Gladys Hankerson, Mike Moffitt was no longer a wrong number. Instead, she began intentionally dialing. she began intentionally dialing him every couple of weeks to check in on him. And these two people who started out as absolute strangers, separated by age and many miles, grew to become friends. When I'm talking to him, I can feel the love, Gladys explained. And for Mike, the wrong number put another mother... motherly figure in his life. He pointed out Gladys would sometimes call when Rhode Island got snow. She would watch my weather, almost like my mom does, Mike said. The unlikely friends remained in touch over the years. And so, when Mike and his family decided to take a trip to Florida more than two decades after Gladys first called the wrong number, he had a special stop in mind. Mike Moffitt and his wife planned a vacation in Florida with their three kids. And since this was where his special friend Gladys Hankerson lived, Mike decided to surprise her by showing up on her doorstep. For over 20 years, the two had only ever spoken on the phone. But Mike realized how special their bond was when one of Gladys's children called him one day. She had her son call at one time to let me know that somebody close to her passed away, he recalled. He was like, "Her mom just wanted me to call and let you know." All of a sudden, our relationship became not like a superficial check-in call. I understood what it meant to her. So, when Mike Moffitt turned up unexpectedly at Gladys Hankerson's house, it made both their days. Didn't tell her I was coming, and her daughter walked me through the door. I announced, "I'm Mike from Rhode Island." And the first words out of her mouth were, "I'm blessed," Mike shared online. While this friendship originated from what seems like a mistake, we have no doubt God's hand was all over this. He connected Gladys with just the right person for the difficult season she was in, someone she never would have met otherwise. As Mike points out, there are incredible people in this world that are a wrong number phone call away. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we would walk in them. Ephesians 2:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.